Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is heard on 2 stations in Ohio and Virginia, as well as Brunswick, Georgia, St. Augustine, and Jacksonville, Florida. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities, and we sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donation button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention Radio.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Bible says you cannot serve two masters. For the reading of that text, Matthew 6:24, no man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. The word mammon in the King James text could be translated money or the world. You cannot serve God and the world. Ladies and gentlemen, we must understand that that's what is taking place today. And it's crept over into the religious segment, the spiritual segment. And when you find the Pope saying that we need to let the LGBTQ sodomites, my term, added to that, come into the church and embrace them, and then a religious leader saying that we need to allow them to come into the church and have their way in the church, do things the way they want it done, ladies and gentlemen, we're in major, major, major trouble when that is done. And that's what we see taking place today. I'm looking at an article that says America is abandoning God. And ladies and gentlemen, I believe that's the bottom line of what I'm talking about today. We're abandoning God. This article is dated January the 28th, and it reads this way in part, this 4-page article. I'll read 2 brief paragraphs. America is now a humanistic society and culture, but not yet totally humanistic. Neither are we a Christian nation. How do we know this? Most of the Christian nation's citizens obey God and follow the ways of God. The founding fathers and the early Puritans and pilgrims are turning over in their graves for what Christian citizens are doing today, as well as previous generations have allowed to happen in America, end quote. Further, the article states, the early Puritans and pilgrims, as well as our founding fathers, understood there are two world systems on this earth, the kingdom of God and the kingdom of Satan. The world kingdom means a government system that rules. The government of God is ruled by righteousness made up of laws and ways of God. Listen to this. And people who follow the rules of God have liberty and freedom. End quote. Further, it states, the government of Satan is worldly, evil, wicked. It has doctrines of demons. Satan is in rebellion against God. People that follow the government rule of Satan are in bondage and live under the tyranny of a powerful, evil, globalist people and nations. End quote. Ladies and gentlemen, that's a summary statement. I don't believe I could have a summarized statement. If I were an attorney standing before a jury summarizing my case, I would say this summarizes it. This is the summary statement. The government of God is ruled by the righteousness made up of the laws and the ways of God, and the people who follow the rule of God have liberty and freedom. The government of Satan is worldly and evil. It has doctrines of demons, and Satan is in rebellion against God. People that follow the government rule of Satan are in bondage and live under the tyranny of powerful and evil globalist men. Ladies and gentlemen, that's where we are in society today. It's an impossibility to serve and submit to God and to appease government. It's an impossibility. Yet we find that taking place, or an attempt to do so today. Ladies and gentlemen, may I say to you, our local, state, and national governments are attempting to pass laws that will satisfy the sinful nature of man, evidently not caring, not concerned, not interested in how it affects the Word of God and the child of God and the Christians. We're watching laws, ladies and gentlemen, rules, regulations, and laws put into place in America that's crushing Christianity, that's coming against Christianity, that is at an alarming pace today destroying the Christian home and family. I'm looking at an article that I found to be curious when I read it. It says simply this: Joe Biden is curiously serving two masters, one writer charges, dated January the 29th. Here's something you won't hear anywhere else. It is clear that Joe Biden is being ratted out in the classified document scandal. And by whom? Tucker Carlson is convinced it is a cabal of the Democratic Party members who want a new president nominee for 2024. Tucker, I love you, but I don't think so, this writer says. I believe foreign actors and their interests may be involved. Joe Biden has been in politics for 50 years, this writer says. He never had a real job. The only core conviction he has is the self-aggrandizement that comes from being able to have people suck up to him due to the power and vast resources at his disposal. He's dumber than a doorknob. I've heard it dumber than a rock, but I've never heard it dumber than a doorknob. Yet with 50 years of experience, he is on autopilot when it comes to self-preservation. Further in the article, it states, people who sell influence and access to American politicians are despicable. Politicians are sewer rats. They're fiduciaries of your money, and they use their assets, access to your money, to grant favor to others. They will have to benefit of your money, and in return, they enrich themselves. The nation's interest takes second fiddle to all of their interest, end quote. Further in the article, it states, space is limited for me, so let the Biden family crime of influence peddling through Hunter Biden's laptop is a wealth of information. The Biden family took money from the Ukrainians, the Russian oligarchs, closely associated with their country's government. They orchestrated Defense Department money to be funded to fund the bio labs in Ukraine. By the way, until the war with Russia and Ukraine, I didn't realize that there were 26 bio labs in Ukraine, much of which were being funded by U.S. dollars, all of them doing the same thing with the gain of function that was taking place in the Wuhan, China lab that gave us the China virus. Ladies and gentlemen, it is sad to see, but we must realize that Joe Biden is serving self and through government, supposedly serving the people. That's serving two masters. That writer was exactly on target with what he said in relationship to that. I believe we're finding a worsening of the morals and ethics and the values in America as a result of the Biden administration. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. Love to hear from you. Dial that number. It goes directly through to the studios, right to our microphone, so that we can entertain your question, your comments, your dialogue and discussion on the issue. We're watching America's destruction, I believe, ladies and gentlemen, by the Biden family cabal. I believe we're watching a major, major, major deficit in our nation today as a result of it. In fact, one writer puts it this way: Christian leaders, prepare for the coming persecution of the church. Several Christian leaders see an interesting parallel that as Christian persecution worldwide increases, parts of the church are experiencing a revival. These leaders believe it's important time for the church to prepare for the coming persecution, end quote. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we've heard that for years. You can read the scripture and study the scripture and understand that just as you find persecution and hatred for the Christian in the New Testament, The Lord Jesus said, if the world hated me, it's going to hate you. Remember, it hated me first. We're going to be persecuted. But ladies and gentlemen, I believe that persecution is rapidly increasing. The burner on the oven, the fire is being increased. And ladies and gentlemen, if you say anything against it, you say anything about it, somehow, some way, you are a domestic terrorist. Remember, we're in a governmental system in America that the Department of Justice, in a 32-page document that was written by the Department of Justice, released and sent to the FBI, if a parent stands before a school board and challenges the school board for having the sodomite literature in the classroom, then you're considered a domestic terrorist and you're to be investigated. And that has been done. There are two or three high-profile cases right after that was instituted, that directive was instituted. It's still taking place, but it's low profile, and it's not being reported as it once was. Ladies and gentlemen, Tony Perkins says this. Left, talking about the loose likes, lost liberals, the left, talking about the Biden administration and those on the socialist, Marxist, BLM, Communist Party called Democrats, Tony Perkins says, the left now empowered to crush those that have biblical faith. Dated January the 27th. Leftists across America have been attacking those with a biblical faith for years. Now it's reached a point, according to a commentary from Tony Perkins of the Washington-based Family Research Council, quote, the left and those trying to curry favor with the intolerant mob are now empowered with the force of government to crush anyone and everyone who wants to live out their biblical faith, end quote. Now, ladies and gentlemen, it's a two-page article. There are three other paragraphs I have highlighted to touch on, but let me interject this. I believe that he is exactly right and on target. I believe we're watching the heat being turned up. I believe we're watching the increasing persecution that we've not seen since the birth of the church, where at that time in the first century, Christians were thrown into the den of lions. Christians were thrown into the arena and lions released on them as a, if you please, a game for people of citizens of that era to watch and to applaud and to cheer as the lions would tear up the human bodies. Ladies and gentlemen, this article further states, Tony Perkins, he cited the recent case of a Georgia police officer, Jacob Kersey, 19 years old, who was hounded off the police force in Port Winthrop, Georgia, because he posted on his social media that biblical marriage is between one man and one woman. Now listen, police officer on duty, carrying out his job, doing a good job, but on his own time, on his own personal Facebook account, as a Christian, simply saying that God's ideal for marriage is one man and one woman. Not two men. And as a result of that, he is persecuted and pushed off the force. He goes further, says, but he was put under investigation and threatened with dismissal if he ever posted anything that again that someone disliked. But there's another reason that those who hate Christians feel empowered, Tony Perkins says. Last week, for example, North Carolina Senator Tom Tillis, North Carolina, bragged to the Washington Post that he doesn't vote for anything that he thinks will have a serious political consequence. They were glib words for a man who just put his name behind a bill rewriting marriage for every American, like the 11 other Republican senators whose moral courage collapsed before the nation's eyes. Senator Tillis would have you to believe there's no fallout from his vote for the same-sex marriage. It was the Democrats that pushed Respect for Marriage Act, adopted recently in Congress, that effectively destroyed traditional marriage across America and completed the work begun by Obama and Joe Biden when they pushed the Supreme Court to create same-sex marriage back when they were still in office. Barely a month after Biden signed his name on the law upending marriage in all 50 states, every excuse these 12 Republicans made is turning out to be exactly what conservatives warned they were. They were liars, Tony Perkins said. And he goes on to talk about the police officer, again, was under attack within hours of posting what he believed based on the scripture and ultimately was forced off the police force. Ladies and gentlemen, that's happening in America. We're watching Christian persecution. And the idea, listen, let me tuck this in, then we'll take our caller. Let me just make this little parenthetical footnote. Multitudes today, if it doesn't affect you, it's okay. If it doesn't affect your brother, sister, mom, or dad, it's okay. If it affects someone else, then that's at a distance, and we're not concerned about it. I believe it's time we stand up, speak up, be heard, be seen. I believe it's time that we put on the whole armor of God and digging in our heels. We don't bow, we don't bend, we don't run, we don't turn, we don't sit down. We stand up and do battle, knowing that God is the captain of the host, knowing that, as Nehemiah said in Nehemiah chapter 4, verse 20, our God shall fight for you. I believe it's time that we say that Christians need to stop being cowards and stand up and speak up for God and godliness. I believe we have Tom on the line. Tom, go with the question or comment, please.
Yes, sir, Dr. Youngblood. I've got a couple questions I'd like to run by you. Two questions. One is, when did the Democratic Party take the great fall? I really believe Truman was an all-around stand-up guy. Kennedy, today, he couldn't get elected because he'd be too right-wing.
Mm-hmm.
In my mind, I've always thought that Lyndon Johnson was the thugs. He brought in a group of thugs after had Kennedy killed and all. But when did it take the great fall?
I would say between the Clinton and Obama administration, we watched it have a major, major fall. You're right, though, going back to Johnson, Lyndon Baines Johnson. Lyndon Baines Johnson was a immoral reprobate that was in the office of president. And as you said, also spot on, the Democrats wouldn't even want John Fitzgerald Kennedy today, because based on their standard today, Kennedy is a complete right-wing extremist in their eyes, based on what they're doing today. So we're watching, I believe, Tom, to answer you better this way, we're watching the cumulative end result of probably 50 to 60 years. I'm just going to arbitrarily and capriciously say, between 50 and 60 years, we watch the demoralization and the crumbling of the fundamental foundations of America. We've watched the moral, ethical foundations being destroyed. And while it's being destroyed, let me put it this way. We, as conservative Christian conservatives and patriots, we're fighting based on the issues, when in reality, it's as Dr. Henry Morris said back many, many years ago, we're watching the long war against God. We're watching what is taking place, and we're fighting the issues. For example, fighting the sodomite issue, fighting the abortion issue, fighting the transsexual issues, et cetera, et cetera. And in reality, it is the cannons being fired at the foundation, and that is God himself, the Word of God. We're watching the foundations being destroyed, and the Scripture is very, very clear in Psalms 11:3. If the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? I believe that's what we see taking place. We're seeing the culmination of 50 to 60 years of eking away at the very foundation of America. And you look at what's happening in the UK today, with less than 2% being Christian, and they're passing laws and legislation that persecute and prosecute Christians. If they stand on the street corner in Europe today, stand on the street corner with your head bowed, your eyes closed, and you're praying silently, you can be arrested in Europe today. Arrested. It's the thought police. Two occasions have come to high profile in recent days, where they've arrested a man and arrested a woman, two separate occasions, where they were simply bowing their heads on the street corner, praying. And they said, what are you doing? Praying. What are you saying? What are you praying for? And then arrest them for doing so. So we're watching the end result of it, I believe, Tom.
Wow. Dr. Youngblood, my other question is, Christ said that it will wax worse and worse. Will this governmental system have to totally destroy itself before we see any part of Christ's government being formed? Will it take total destruction of the system we know of today?
Yes and no, and let me answer it in this fashion. We're watching it get worse and worse, and it's doing so exponentially. The next thing on the calendar of God is the rapture of the church, the sudden seizure, the taking of the church out. But you do not find, hear me, you do not find the United States of America mentioned in the scripture in the eschatological prophetic text. We do not exist as a sovereign power in the last of the last days. We're rapidly approaching the last of the last days, but ultimately we do not exist as a sovereign nation. Right now, if we would be honest with ourselves, we no longer are a sovereign nation. We have no southern border. And for example, on Fox News, early morning news, about 6:30, 7 o'clock this morning, they were talking about the fact with our northern border, and the northern border is actually longer than our southern border. And with our northern border, people are finding now from all parts of the world, Chinese coming in and others from the northern border, it's almost like a sieve. They've discovered that it's easier to go through Canada and filter in from the northern border. So that being said, we're losing our sovereignty day by day, moment by moment. And if Joe Biden and the Biden family cabal has their way with it, we will totally eradicate, totally destroy anything that's called the sovereignty of America. In fact, Joe Biden has said over and over and over again, and he's repeating what Barack Hussein Obama had said, that America ought not to be any stronger, any bigger, any greater than any other nation. There ought not to be that. We need to be equal, not greater than any other nation. And that's the mantra. That's the mindset. And we're watching the UN. We're watching the World Economic Forum. We're watching the globalist, George Soros, Bill Gates, and others that setting the standard for America. And this is the reason I hammer on the fact Christians need to stand up, speak up, wake up, be heard, and be seen before it's eternally too late for the Christian church in America.
Wow. Well, Dr. Youngblood, thank you so much for answering those questions. And I'd like to encourage the listeners to please support this broadcast, because these are questions you're not going to hear anywhere else, and it costs money. And so I'm just begging the listeners, if you're listening, it's costing money. Please, please help this broadcast.
Tom, thank you so much for your words of support and encouragement. Thank you for your call. Ladies and gentlemen, let me just reiterate what Tom has just said. It costs money to be on there each and every day. We spend about $50,000 a year. That's not a lot of money in some circles, but it is for us. But that's the cost for the airtime. It's not given. It's not donated. We pay for it. And you, if this is a blessing to you, if it's an encouragement to you, if it's a challenge, if it's inspirational and informational benefit for you each day, I would encourage you to go to the website, church's website, FCBCAT, JAX.com. Go to the radio section and press the donate button. And whatever you feel impressed of God on your heart to do, do not give your tithes and offerings for the radio broadcast. Over and above whatever you'd give to your church or to this church as tithes and offerings, over and above that, support the radio broadcast so that others could continue to be blessed and informed with what you're hearing each day. I believe we have Jim on the line. Jim, go over the question or comment, please.
Good afternoon, Dr. Youngblood. Thank you for taking my call. How are you?
I'm well, and I pray that you are.
Doing good. I'm not disagreeing with you on here as far as America, but Revelation 18:23, they talk about all the different ruination, the things that will bring down nations there. And I believe that America will be brought down from within prior to the punishment, you know, the wrath of God there. In particular, the one thing that strikes me is the word of they use sorcery, but it could also be interpreted as a Greek word of pharmakeia, which is the modern-day pharmacy there. And I'm wondering if these current clot shots and poison that they're distributing, Moderna, Pfizer, and Johnson & Johnson, will lead to a an event where it's affecting people not only physically, but also your mental health is associated with your physical health.
Jim, you have embedded two questions in one. That's all right. When you look at Revelation chapter 18, it's in the latter portion of the days of the tribulation. The tribulation comes, the word tribulation is worth telepsis, means pressure, problems, pain, devastation, difficulties, darkness, etc. And you see the evolution of that progression in Revelation chapter 6 through chapter 18. Chapter 18 is almost the apex of it. The final days of the tribulation in Revelation chapter 18, you see the word Babylon is fallen. It's the Babylonian system, which is the system that we know of in America today. It's also speaking of the nation of Babylon, which is today's Iraq and Iran, that was old Babylon in that era, the Persian kingdom. And we find Babylon is fallen is the resounding statement there. And it says, and it's pointing out that in one nanosecond, all financial systems collapse simultaneously, globally. That's the end result. That's the last days of the tribulation. We're watching it increasingly going toward that, but we've not reached that point yet in America or on a global stage. That's the latter portion of the days of the tribulation. The church will be raptured out first. The man of sin, the lawless one, the Antichrist, will step on the scene, will rule and reign with an iron fist, and will attempt to destroy all the Jewish people. And as a result of that, Revelation 13, you can't buy, sell, trade, can't get on a plane, you can't get medical care, etc., unless you have the mark, that is the in the hand of the head. And then going back to chapter 18, verse 23, it is the word, Greek word, pharmakeia. And I believe we're watching by legislation on a national basis and on a global basis. Right now, even though drugs, marijuana, cocaine, et cetera, still illegal, marijuana is still illegal federally, it is still being promulgated and pushed on state by state. We have about 32 states that have some type of open marijuana laws. So we're watching the federal government, the state government, local governments approving that which will ultimately anesthetize and totally make zombies out of citizens in our nation. We're watching that take place today. We've not reached the apex of it, as you will see in Revelation chapter 18, but we're on the fast track for it. This is the reason I keep saying that Christians need to wake up, stand up, speak up, be heard, be seen before it's eternally too late.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, that leaves me with one final thought there, that if you removed all the Christians from America with the hordes coming in from the south, and I did read the article about the northern border as well, you wouldn't have much left, would you?
As far exactly as right. You're on the fast track for that, unfortunately. We're watching this take place before our eyes today and on the fast track with it. And so my prayer is that Christians will wake up, speak up, put on the whole armor of God, not be afraid to get into the spiritual battle that we're in today. It is a spiritual battle. Jim, thank you so much for your call.
Thank you, sir.
And as I tell everybody, we need to keep looking up. Our redemption draweth nigh. Ladies and gentlemen, we've been talking about today on the broadcast, you cannot serve two masters. Let me read again as we close the broadcast today. Matthew chapter 6, verse 24, no man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon, that is the world and government money. So I challenge you, ladies and gentlemen, make a difference today. Determine that as a Christian, we're going to serve God. Regardless of what the world says, regardless of what the government says, we're going to submit to God and God alone. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us on the broadcast today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as, once again, we face the issues.
First Conservative Baptist Church and President of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295, FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with them. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE.